This call is being recorded.
Welcome to another edition of Lying on the Beach. I'm Steve Greenberg with
Lois Whitman.
And today we're going to talk about at least one of my pet peeves, and maybe Lois's too. It's some people call it OOO, out of the office replies. So when you send someone an email and they don't respond, you get a bounce back that says, oh, I'm on vacation until July 15th. If it's an emergency, contact Debbie. And it has her information. And of course, when I do contact Debbie, she's out too, and I get a bounce back from her. This business of people leaving and then having these blind box bounce backs that say, I'm not available, I find it infuriating. And it sends a weird message. I mean, if you're working a client and I'm here reaching out to maybe give you some press, I don't understand why this is a good thing. I mean, they transfer their email to somebody else, or they have to monitor it wherever they are. But to have this bounce back that I'm going to be gone till, April 11th, and by the way, these dates come and go, and it's still happening. So they're back at work supposedly, and you're still getting these bounce backs. It just drives me crazy.
Well, the truth is that a lot of people do monitor their emails when they're away, but they use that, out of the office email, alert that people get when they send them an email, just to kind of slow them down. So the truth is that they are answering their emails. They just don't want to be courteous and get back to you. So they're being lazy and they're irritating, and it should really be outlawed. I can't stand them, because as you just mentioned, it could be I'm out of the office until July 5th, and then it's already, you've sent their email July 10th, and they still haven't changed their outgoing message, which is crazy.
It's crazy.
I know.
And it drives me nuts. And then also they'll say on it, if it's an emergency, please reach out to Debbie Smith at the. And I'll tell you, 9 out of 10 times when I do that, there's no way of getting a hold of Debbie.
Right.
Number's wrong.
No.
Debbie's not there anymore.
No.
She doesn't work there anymore. She's on vacation. It's just the most. It's so rude to the person reaching out. I mean, I find it so not acceptable. And I don't know why it's such a popular thing. Going away. Boop, you just
because
put that on.
Because there
and you
are
think
people.
It's magic.
There are people that still do not understand or appreciate the digital world. This is my opinion. I'm very involved in the digital world. I think my opinion counts for a lot, but maybe not for everything. So in the digital world, I'm grateful that I could go any place on earth, and yet I could still stay connected. It takes 2 minutes to answer an email, and I have to answer all kinds of emails about all kinds of questions. If you know your stuff, it takes you 2 minutes, or you forward it to someone, you get somebody else involved. But whoever the person is that's sending the email to you, you are satisfying them and you're getting the job done. And now you could take more time off, spend more time out of the office, travel around the world, do your work, whenever it's most convenient for you, and take advantage of what the internet has offered us. No. What do people do? They get lazier, lazier, and lazier. But these, Steve, what you don't get, is that these people don't have jobs of passion. They don't enjoy what they're doing, and they'll do anything to get away from what they're doing. And the other ones that think that I, don't understand about quality home time, I understand quality home time, but I also understand that you can work hard and play hard. And everyone that gives me that crap about quality home time, in my opinion, are lazy, or they just don't care about their jobs. And there are there are a lot of people that have jobs that these are not careers to them. They're just taking up space, or they're doing a decent job until the next job offer comes along.
And just grabbing a paycheck.
Yeah.
And the truth is that I'm not expecting, like I sent an email, I don't expect to get a response in 20 seconds or even 20 minutes. It can even be the next day. But once I get one of those bounce backs, now I don't know what's going on. Now you're saying you're not going to get back to me for a week, a month, or whatever the tips. Or you're already supposedly back and you're still bouncing it back. So I'm like, now I have no contact with you at all. It leaves me feeling like, uh-oh, I better find an alternative answer to my problem. And I'm gonna leave you in the mud. I mean, I don't think people get how it's inconsiderate in the digital age to have these outgoing office messages. I just don't think they work. And I think they're a big mistake for anyone who uses them.
Right. Or they're not using it properly. It's really a deterrent, and it's crazy. I just listened to a podcast of a guy that just released a new business book, and he said that, you know, he's trying to lead by being a very supportive CEO and really trying to get people in his company to love him. So therefore, you know, he doesn't lead with, you know, brashness. He leads with kindness and understanding the people that work for him and giving them what they want, because that leads to loyal employees.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it and I really understand it, but, you know, good luck to anyone that tries to do that on a full-time basis. And he said that he had a secretary, and when she went on her honeymoon, she said to him, by the way, you know, when I'm on my honeymoon, I'm definitely not going to answer emails. I'm going to do one of these outgoing messages. And he said to her, okay, you know, I think that you should be away for your honeymoon, which of course we all agree with. But mm-hmm. then somehow she saw an email that had a real important message that her CEO needed to, you know, really act on. Otherwise, he would have lost the deal. And all she did was just forward it to him, which took her exactly 2 seconds. So that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about taking time away from, you know, your home life, nurturing your children, feeding your animals, you know, making love or anything. We're just saying, answer the freaking email. You waste so much time picking your nose, you could answer an email.
Absolutely. So I hope that message gets out there. Now, people listening to this, if you agree or disagree with us, feel free to email Lois or email me. Give us your thoughts. And once again, I'm Steve Greenberg with
Lois Whitman.
And we have been Lying on the Beach. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.